Well, guys, we are ready. So we'll call the meeting to order, if that's okay. And you have an agenda in front of you. Hopefully everybody has an agenda in front of you. And we would, for approval of the minutes, did everyone have an opportunity prior to look at the minutes? If so, do you have any corrections and or additions to the minutes? If not, we would entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a motion?
We'll make a motion.
A motion and second?
Second.
Okay, great. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say by saying, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is approved. Let's move on now to Pam. And Pam, you're going to give us the, which is, I love the new layout. I always, really nice. You're going to give us a really detailed update of our project plan.
So we've highlighted the cells of the projects that have some, what we call significant change since last time. All of these projects are progressing, but whether they've passed some kind of a step worth reporting, that's what we're highlighting here. For the Covert Avenue project, the right-of-way activities are nearing completion, and the final tracings were submitted in preparation for a February 2020 letting. That is a change in that letting date. It was originally for January, but now it's on a February letting. Walnut Street Phase 1, the final tracings were submitted in preparation for our February letting as well. We've got Weinbach Avenue and the Greenway Mid-Levy Corridors. Both of those projects are complete and open. The signal preemption project, this is for the fire department. This project is going to require the development of some proprietary materials ahead of time before they do the design. And so they're in that process of getting that justification in place. And that process requires an RFP to be completed and submitted. The city and the consulting firm has worked with NDOT on that RFP. And then they'll post that, they'll get the feedback from them, do interviews, and select those materials for justification. The signal head replacement project, a preliminary engineering contract, has been awarded to First Group Engineering. Columbia Delaware Bridge. Current construction activities on that project include preparation for some patching on the bridge. Right now, I believe they're working under the bridge and doing that preparation. Green River Road construction, the west half of the road construction activities, or phase two, should be complete by the end of November. Moving on to Wark County and Newburgh projects, the Newburgh Rivertown Trail. Construction is nearing completion for the trail as well. Bell Road, final tracings were submitted in preparation for January 2020 letting. And the Oak Grove Road construction, it's anticipated that that project will be complete and open to traffic by November 22nd. Moving on to the Kentucky projects, Waffen Lane Bridge. Construction started November 4th, and it's expected that the completion will be December 4th. And the US 60 Spotsville Bridge, the project was awarded to CJ Mahan Construction on November 1st. Turn it over to Chris.
Yep.
To do the NDOT projects.
So we got several highlights on here. Again, everything's progressing through, starting at the top. This is a project that went to letting that is now going to a re-let due to it not being awardable back in October. So the plans are with central office, and it is soon to be re-advertised for the December 11th, 2019 letting. State Road 62, small structure replacement. Next line down, we have submitted all final tracings to our central office again for a December 11th, 2019 letting. We have various locations along State Road 62 with thin deck overlays. Those plans also are submitted to our central office to be advertised for a December 11th, 2019 letting. State Road 662 from I-69 to Ellerbush. Road and HMA overlay. These plans have been submitted. This letting is on January 15th, 2020. State Road 66, another HMA overlay. The project letting for this project got bumped out a month, so it was sitting at March 2020 and is now in the April 2020 letting, so I need to update that. State Road 66 bridge deck overlays. These have just completed stage two. We're expecting stage three to be in soon. Currently working on the environmental document. US 41 at Lynch Road, intersection improvement. This one just received pavement design completion, so our you can see our target date for final tracings for that project will be next June. State Road 62, bridge deck overlays. Preliminary plans are in, and we're working to schedule a PFC, a preliminary field check meeting. US 41 at Hillsdale, just had a stakeholder meeting this week. Recommended alternative for that location is a median U J-turn. Matt's our project manager on that one, so any questions, you can hit up Matt. State Road 66 at Epworth Road, we've held a couple of stakeholder meetings and are currently working through some discussions that we had there. We're still, once we kind of wrap those discussions up with our stakeholders, we're looking to schedule a public hearing for that project in the near future. State Road 62 pedestrian walkway, stage one is complete. We're currently working through utility coordination. Our geotechnical work has been started and the environmental documents in development. State Road 62, small structure replacements. We currently have our preliminary right-of-way plans in. Geotechnical environmental work has started and are looking into some other things with that project. The Waters of the U.S. has been approved in the environmental, and we've got that ongoing. Our probably most project with most interest has been advertised on our RFP list. That is the intersections along the Lloyd, as well as a pavement reconstruction and some bridge work. All that's bundled up in one contract. That's slated for a November 2023 letting, and our RFP scoring will, our request for proposal scoring will begin the end of this month and. End of this month, early December. So we're doing that in two phases where we have a technical score based on proposals, and then we have a second round probably early February, where we sit down with a short list of consultants that have submitted on that work and have a discussion. One of our big items that we're looking at is with the maintenance of traffic. That's a lot of work in this area in 1 year, and we're going to be really interested on how our consultants put together their maintenance of traffic plans. So that's coming up. Any questions?
On their bridge replacements out there, the south side of Lloyd, you can take the Rebecca overpass and get around it. But the north side, the roads are not that wide, and you'll throw immense amount of traffic on those roads.
Yeah.
There needs to be, I wonder when the last time a study was done on the traffic patterns on Hall Road and the upper Mount Vernon Road. Because that's where the majority of traffic will be. And those roads aren't wide enough to handle it.
Yeah. And all that's going to be taken into consideration with how we put together our MOT. We're not to that point yet, but
yes,
those will be evaluated.
I understand that. I just want to make sure everybody knew there was problems associated with the traffic patterns in the west side. We are in bad, darn need of some road improvements there, especially at Rosenberger and Hull. The large 10-wheel trucks use that a lot, and it is in bad. The intersection is in bad shape on one side. Okay. The shoulder is soft because and trapped water for a while, and it didn't. You know, Rosenberger needs to be four lane before anything is done there, and turning lanes put on Hall Road because it is where the majority of the Western Terrace comes down that and uses that to access the expressway there, all the businesses.
Okay,
I just wanted to make that point.
Appreciate it. Noted.
And you're looking at that, so the RFP has been advertised, but no bid letting until Yeah, November of 2023, so give some time to work through all that.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first step in that. These were picked up for our fiscal year 24 call, this is the first step, getting a consultant on board. So we're now going through that process to make that selection.
Okay. Any additional questions, comments, or anything that anybody has? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If not, let's go on to new business, and there were a couple of approvals that are needed. Laura?
Yes, this is for the 2020 safety target setting recommendations. And so over the past few years, we've kind of brought you sets of federally funded or federally required performance measure targets for your review. Today, we have just the safety targets. These are targets established by the state DOT, so NDOT and KYTC for us. And they're specifically for number of fatalities, rate of fatalities, number of serious injuries, rate of serious injuries, and number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries. Federal regulations require that these targets be established annually and that the MPO either adopt and support their DOT's targets or set their own targets. And similar to the last sets, we are asking to adopt and support the statewide 2020 safety targets for both NDOT and KYTC.
What's the process the state uses to come up with their numbers?
Most of them are five-year average, so it's like historical data, but I'm sure to get a target, they take things into consideration like vehicle miles traveled, how much gas it costs, population growth maybe even.
Any other questions? And we have an action, so we would entertain a motion to for the 2020 safety target performance measurements, a measure recommendations for approval. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Moving on next to another action item. This is a fiscal year 2020-2024 TIP amendments. And so that would be Pam.
The first three projects on the TIP amendments are projects that are currently in the TIP, and we're just adding a phase. The first one is the State Road 62 pedestrian overpass, 62 by St. Joe Avenue there. And we're adding right-of-way in fiscal year 2020 for a total of $64,000, and that will be an 80-20 split between federal and state match. The second is at the US 41 intersection with Lynch Road. We're adding right-of-way in fiscal year 2020 for a total of $20,000. Again, it's going to be an 80-20 federal and state match. Third one is State Road 161. It's a pavement HMA overlay project. We're adding right-of-way to fiscal year 2020 for a total of $40,000. Again, an 80-20 match. And the last project is new to the TIF. We're adding construction in fiscal year 2021 for a battery backup system for the signals. It's a total cost of $103,000, and the project will be funded with 90% safety funding and a 10% state match.
Any questions, comments with regard to the request?
So the add right-of-ways, we're really just moving that up from like 2021 to 2020. Is that ultimately what we're doing?
No, some of them we actually found out we needed the right of way
need more
based
data,
on how the project layout came through. The 161, that's for the town of Tennyson, curb ramps there require some right of way.
I'll move its approval.
Pardon?
I'll move its approval.
I have a motion. Is there a second, please?
I'll second.
Second. Any additional discussion? If not, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is approved. So we can move on to other business. Is there any other business to bring forward? If there's not any additional other business, we now go to public comments. Are there public comments? If not, just as a note, you have on your packets as well, these are the 2020 meeting dates. So probably want to put those within your calendar moving forward so that we don't miss any of these meetings. I would entertain a motion to adjourn then. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.